Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Too late. Oh. 175.
Weedsman, we have a problem.
Damn. Trying to kill Aaron. Chris.
Rob.
I'm Aaron.
We're not fucking around.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this shit's crazy.
Just top shelf, man. Top shelf.
Should we tell them?
Top shelf.
We can tease it. What is it?
Tease it. Oh, jizzle.
Oh, jizzle.
That's right.
Looks like oh, gizzle spelled out.
Oh, jizzle for shizzle.
Yeah.
If it was spelled with a J, I would not have bought it.
So Trump's ruining sports?
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing lately? Is that why he's pissing everyone off?
Yes.
Now he's gotten under my skin, finally.
Well, how many
he found his way?
How many sports fans do you think he's really pissing off? Or do you think a lot of them agree with him? Like,
well, it's just
get the guy off the fucking field, or just.
For me, it's like for the next
don't
week.
Bring your politics into my sports.
You're now going to be a white supremacist and a racist if you like football. So that's going to be fun for the next week,
right?
Because that's just how where we're at now. No, but
why? Because you like football, and apparently so does Trump.
He said that Trump tweeted that NFL owners should fire anybody who doesn't stand for the national anthem.
Right, yeah, I saw that.
What the fuck, Don? What are you doing?
Donnie John, what are you thinking, bro?
I mean, I think we should start with the fact that that tweet...
I just want to watch football.
...is an illegal abuse of power.
Yes.
To be trying to tell companies to basically blacklist somebody... When you're the president, you have that kind of power, and you're supposed to wield it responsibly, not firing off on who should be employed where.
I mean, if he wasn't already, Colin Kaepernick is now officially a martyr.
Yeah.
With saying stuff like that.
But are there any pluses to anybody picking him up at this point?
Yes.
Good player?
Yes.
I don't know.
There's about four or five teams right now that I guarantee you he'll... Jets
maybe.
Need a quarterback.
You know, well, he couldn't
Houston
before. So,
needs quarterback.
Are you saying I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you saying that he would? It seemed like he had no chance of getting on a team before, and now that he's been martyred by Trump, he will actually get to play.
I was just saying, there's teams that need a quarterback. He's way better than these people that they got. I'm just coming at it from the pure sports angle.
And you give him a lot of credit. He ain't that good.
Does my theory...
He's better than fucking whoever's the quarterback of the Jets.
Do you think my theory holds any water then? That he's more likely now that Trump's talked shit about him to find somebody who's willing to stick their neck out a little bit for him.
Yeah.
In order to just say, fuck you, Trump.
No, fuck me, fuck you. Right. I mean, yeah, it'll turn into one of those kind of actions. Fuck us, fuck you.
And then he pissed off NBA, too?
Why? What did he do to the NBA?
Steph Curry said he wasn't going to go to the White House, and then Trump went, and he's not invited. Rescinded his invitation to the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry.
Did he definitively say no, or is he just seemed not interested, or kind of?
There was an interview yesterday. So see what our good friend.
And he was asked if he was going to go to the White House.
Yes.
Well, we know he's been there. We've seen the pictures of him getting beat by Obama at Connect Four. 49ers, Giants, Dolphins, Packers condemn Trump's remarks about NFL protests. We'll see what happens next weekend, how much of this sticks, but right now, it seems like there's some solidarity out there.
Steph Curry said,
get that son of a bitch off the field right now.
He said he wasn't interested in visiting the White House, arguing that it would amount to a tacit endorsement of the president. By acting and not going, hopefully that will inspire some change when it comes to what we tolerate in this country and what is accepted, what we turn a blind eye to. So the Donald Trump tweets.
The Donald Trump tweets have something for everyone in them. They're great. To me, it's abuse of power. To a black person, it's racist. To a woman, he said bitch.
Going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Stephen Curry is hesitating, and therefore invitation is withdrawn. Whatever. I'm in that camp now of come on. No. Get your politics out of my sports. Get your sports out of my politics. I just want to watch football. I just want to watch basketball. Can we all just smoke some weed? Calm the fuck down.
But politics isn't everything. Politics are,
I know, it's getting annoying.
It's in our weed. It's in our sports. Because politics is nothing but the way that we've chosen to operate. Can't help be involved in everything to a certain degree.
Yeah, by the time the show posts, it'll probably all be a faint, distant memory. Maybe.
Pancakes alert.
I love pancakes.
What? Mikey Pancakes isn't in here.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll listen. It's a twofer, actually, this story. Pancake alert, pancake update, and Florida man update.
Uh-oh. Florida man.
Florida man eats pancakes in the middle of busy street, facing charges.
What?
Oh, why? Shit, there's
why
video.
Are you doing
hold,
this again?
Hold.
Goddamn Florida man. You say you had to get up on the good foot.
Yeah. Perfect. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make, bacon. Yeah, he pulled up a chair. Report.
He's got a port. Nice.
What the hell
is
this?
You got the New York remix.
Nice. He had a portable table, poured syrup over some nice pancakes. He was wearing green pajama bottoms. There he is.
Look at this guy.
The man has learned the hard way that the middle of a street is perhaps.
He's got a little
for a pancake breakfast.
Yeah, tiny little fold-up table.
This is Orlando Sentinel News Now.
There's two guys sitting at a table in the middle of a crosswalk in the middle of a green light.
Well, one of them's videotaping him and backing away from him.
We do have
he's got one of the guys who's got a mouth full of gold teeth cussing everybody.
Oh, wow.
He's got a mouth full of what?
Gold teeth!
He's got a mouth full of gold teeth cussing everybody.
He had to get casually racist for a second.
Green pajama bottoms.
What's Orlando, dude? It's okay.
Yeah. Police say he had disappeared by the time officers arrived, but they later found a video of the man's breakfast break 98%. On Facebook. They returned to the area on Thursday and found the 21-year-old suspect who admitted the whole thing was just a prank. Police warned
him. Is this a new thing?
Is
this
on charges of obstructing
pancaking?
The new planking? Yeah. Pancaking?
I'll pancake.
Stories,
I got so much mix upstairs, dude.
Do it out in your front of your house. That'd be perfect.
Go pancaking. I'll be on that trend, because then you get to eat pancakes. It's at least a payoff.
Got to make them pancakes.
She had bacon and eggs, too.
Ooh. Full meal.
Bacon pancakes. 10 hours.
I mean, was this...
Who does this?
Was this protest of sugary cereals, or...
This guy just wanted to proclaim his love for pancakes? So much to get on the news?
Or is he just the new Tom Green?
Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, bacon, bacon pancakes.
Yep.
For 10 hours.
Bacon and I'll put it in a pancake.
I believe they used this in Bagram, prison in Iraq.
I'll curse your name when I can't sleep tonight.
Yeah.
No more bacon pancake. Make it stop.
I'll tell you everything about Saddam.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's what it's gonna make, bacon pancakes.
Me being tired, my brain going.
Bacon pancakes. Yeah. Just trying to sleep, and this is all you have echoing in your skull.
Put the whole piece of bacon in the pancake?
It looks like that.
You take the bacon and you put it in the pancake. There are explicit instructions
in the
song.
You would crumble it up, though, right? But he's got a whole slice of... Or maybe he's just at the bacon cooking part of the making pancakes.
Let's watch.
No, I've seen the episode. There's no more explanation.
Oh, really? That's it?
And there's instruction.
I think he's just making the bacon for the bacon pancakes. So there's no pancake there in that pan.
That's
right?
True.
Also, he would burn the shit out of himself if he actually lifted the pan up and tilted it.
Yes.
Just creates a grease fire.
But I do like...
He just engulfed in flames.
I do like where your head is at with... Crumbling up the bacon.
Certainly, I think that could work.
It'd probably be the best way to go about it because you get an even distribution of bacon.
Yes, and then I'm doing it tomorrow. I have a whole thing of bacon things.
Nice.
You have a whole thing of bacon things?
Wait a minute. Are you talking like bake-os?
No. Okay. Like you it's crumbled bacon.
Don't do that.
In a shaker. I said do that.
Do it. Rum and Coke.
Well, it's because I live with a vegetarian, so for things like mac and cheese or other things that traditionally you put bacon in, I have to add my own bacon.
One of my sandwiches that I made up that I haven't eaten in a long time was a fried portobello and bacon.
I'm just not a mushroom fan.
It's one, you get those big-ass portobello caps that's like as big as a hamburger patty. You fry it up nice with some greasy butter, and then you put some cheese in there, whatever you feel like using, really, and you fry up some bacon and slap that on top.
I'm going to take some bacon and put it in a pancake tomorrow and let you know how it turns out.
Please. Can you take a photo of it?
Yes. Well, I mean, the optimal thing to do is get some real bacon fried up, crumble it up.
Well, the funny thing is I got the recipe for the portobello burger from, I think, a vegetarian cookbook, and I made one, and I was like, yeah, but this would taste so much better with bacon. Michael Jackson's Halloween.
What? He's alive?
What is this shit? CBS has set the premiere date for and released the first official image of their new Michael Jackson-themed animated special, Michael Jackson's Halloween.
What?
The one-hour animated special is set to premiere on October 27th, featuring Jackson's acclaimed music as its soundtrack. Alan Cumming is going to be in this. Lucy Liu. Jim Parsons.
What? When is this happening? This year?
Yeah, this year.
Man, it is...
I mean, there's a story.
Ringing
but you're gonna
what they
find
can
a
out
link.
Of that corpse. No shit.
Yeah, all this is. Well, maybe that's all there is. Oh no, here we go. Oh, it's just a Michael Jackson remix. Not this, but the link on their site.
Yeah, when this posts, it'll almost be October.
Oops. Toronto Racers. PlayStation 2.
What the hell is this?
I guess that's characters from it. Neither of them look like Michael Jackson. Maybe it just has... It just uses his music. They're not actually going to use him in it.
There's no vocals.
Oh, your track?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's a
karaoke version. 12-inch mix? I don't know. This sound legit. This is a karaoke version. It's not even legit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't even sound like
it.
No,
that's the music. Yeah, that's the straight, that's the correct backing tracks.
I don't know, dude. You're playing it. Uh-huh. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
Why are you asking us? You're in front of the computer.
That says it's Thriller. It says it's on this Thriller. So is this whole version of Thriller, no music? Or no vocal track?
This is all just instrumentals?
About to find out. Nope.
No.
How long was that version of Thriller? I know. Well,
like 6 minutes.
I don't know why, but I love this one. I don't know why.
Basically, Toto playing behind him on this track. All right.
I don't know why I like this song.
Sorry.
I hate everything
version
else.
Version of Thriller has no vocal track. That's weird. If it has vocal tracks now, the computer's haunted and we have to leave.
Yeah, I'd go home after this. Just letting you know if you find that out.
No, this is Bag of Track. Yeah, or same thing.
I think that's about where we left off. Right. There's no way. There's not even enough time to.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Should I write Google Music? Hey, you didn't give me my entire track. I would like a recredit to my account.
Yes.
What percentage should Michael's vocals account for the song? I mean, taking a percentage of total instruments in the production has to be like 10%.
Yeah.
But the value of the song?
Yeah.
Immeasurable. Well over 50%.
Quincy Jones.
I'm going to be your lawyer. We're going to get your $9.99 back this month.
Hey.
I'm paying for the whole song, Google.
I'm telling you. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Is Vincent Price going to be in it?
That's a good question. Because
nope.
It started right here.
Oh, there it is.
No. Okay, so
Michael Jackson Halloween special.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have much on it because all they did was release a picture. Well, that and the soundtrack. Without the soul for getting. But
does it have main vocal track on it?
Not just a list of the songs on the soundtrack.
Somebody's watching me. Dirty Diana.
Leave me alone.
I like that song.
That's not bad. Thriller, of course. Blood on the Dance Floor. I don't know what that is.
The White Panda Mashup. I don't even know.
Excuse me?
White Panda Mashup?
I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid.
Yeah.
That was his bedtime routine.
There you go. Well, this is the White Panda Mashup.
That's what we would call his pills to do. Never mind. I don't even know.
You ever
disgust yourself with your own Michael Jackson joke?
Yeah. Good,
like,
good.
Why am I thinking about that? This can't be going anywhere good.
This music you hear really penetrates you.
This doesn't sound familiar as a song.
Yeah.
Hey, I get it's a remix, but I don't know if I've ever heard the original.
This is crazy.
Ooh. You just
got that,
7 inches
it's got
in.
That 90s beat to it.
Yeah.
ABC, BBD.
Money's on the dresser.
What?
Sorry. Just fuck me. Is that what
garbage.
What if we just did that and, you know, we were talking?
Like, just, you know, what? Hey, just. I'd be like, are you okay? Are you having a seizure?
I mean, they have a name for it. It's Tourette's.
It's the Tourette's guy. He knows.
That's perfectly fine in his music.
Well, there's guys who have Tourette's who are perfectly fine when they sing.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was the opposite. He was perfectly fine when he talked, but he had Tourette's when he sang. Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, if you do it outside of the music, it does sound weird.
What are you guys up to later? Gonna go buy some food. Stop.
Oh, we still have more to this to smoke.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll make it through.
Have to.
It's a challenge. Every
duty.
Every show.
Yes. Like, did Paul McCartney need the money?
Yeah. Yes.
At this point, come on. Rock and roll's first billionaire.
I met her from the start. Him and his wife weren't cutting it as a group.
I'm supposed to believe Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney are fighting over a girl.
Yeah.
I was like,
maybe a girl that looks like
a
boy.
I was like six and I wasn't buying it.
Yeah.
Really?
Like Michael really doesn't want that, Paul. Just go ahead.
Paul. Oh, Paul.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine.
I'm saying,
sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a
it's so offensive, it's gone back over into offensive.
It's like, you know, it's like, listen to the Beatles makes me forget about things like this.
This type of music should make you mad. Don't waste your time. You only hear it in dentist's office.
I know, right? Again, this is Slacks Buying Music. I'm going to make a playlist called Slacks Buying Music.
Slacks Buying Music.
Yes.
Slacks Rock.
Slacks Rock, yes.
That's kind of hard to say. Especially with a little bit of cotton mouth.
Slacks Rock.
Slacks Rock. What?
Slacks Rock.
Slacks Rock.
It's like a double entendre, like you're saying.
They do rock. They're comfortable. They fit me well.
There you go.
I got a snort. That was a good
the
one.
Same two guys. More slacks rock.
Complete. They work well with my figure. Slacks rock. What do you want from me?
Remember this video? They were like a traveling medicine show.
A double disc compilation. It's like flat front and pleated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
Like, this song's better. I'd have put this one on Thriller. I mean, they're still horrible. But the girl of mine, that's a big piece of shit.
This song at least has a little bit of funk.
Yeah.
Damn.
Remember in the video, they were traveling. They were like the traveling medicine show.
They were
traveling the countryside, ripping off people.
Yeah.
They were, what's the word for that?
Grifters.
Snake oil salesmen. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they should have gone on Thriller.
Think.
The girl of mine never should sell it there. Paul McCartney said, whoa.
The girl is mine, Michael. We all know that.
Yes.
Nobody.
And I'm not letting my son sleep
Michael
over.
Needs a cross. Michael needs a crossover hit.
Yeah. Hey, Rob.
Yo.
What drugs are you on?
Well, this week, we're smoking a strain called O-Jizzle.
Some wackadoodle shit, man.
Yes. It's tasty. I'm enjoying it. Now,
you said it's sativa heavy?
It's a sativa hybrid.
A hybrid that is both?
Sativa like, dominant.
Sativa dominant.
Yep. Slightly.
That's right.
I'd say a 60-40 mix.
Like with a whip?
Yeah.
And one of those balls.
All right. But yeah, we had a little trouble trying to find strain information on this. But we are going off of a guy named Drew Balls 420. His blog, actually.
What's it called again?
Drew Balls.
No, the strain.
Oh, O-Jizzle.
O-Jizzle.
Yep, but it actually looks like it's spelled O-Gizzle. But yes. These buds.
I know it's jizzled, even though it sounds gross.
Yeah. But I like old gizzle, because it just sounds different. But the buds are medium to small size, like popcorn nugget size, I would say.
Old jizzle.
Yes.
Hit that, tell me how it tastes.
It's delicious. I've been smoking this since we started.
We have. I spoke too much of it already. Was that the same shit that you had me smell in that bag?
Yes.
That same strain, sir.
Very sharp scent to it.
Yes,
a
very sharp.
How do they describe the scent?
Well, they're kind of saying it was sugary sweet, like almost like a candy.
I'd say more soury from what we smelled.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would agree with different. That.
But, yeah, I would say this is definitely a better smelling OG than, you know, any other one I've had in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it tastes better. I actually like this quite a bit. I would say I would look to search this out again.
Because one of its daddies is OG.
Obviously, OG Kush.
Where does it get the jizz from?
Where
does it get?
Where's the izzle?
Where's the jizzle come?
I don't know. It doesn't. The guy on this on the site, unfortunately, just, but it says it reminds him a little bit of Bubba OG. So maybe a little Bubba OG in there, along with.
I guess.
Yeah. But yeah.
Though from my recollection, that tends to knock me on my ass more.
Bubba OG.
This is more giggly.
I'm enjoying it. But yes, it is definitely a cushy, earthy taste, along with that hit. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely a connoisseur strain, I would say.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, because if you really like the taste of you know, the plant, then this is definitely a...
Yeah.
I would say not a first-timer strain.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah.
What would you think if somebody asked you what they should... If somebody said to you that they were going to smoke for the first time, and what type should they choose?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say ask Siri?
Yeah, you can ask Siri or something.
No.
Would you recommend a sativa or a indica or a hybrid?
Hybrid.
Yeah,
hybrid.
I would go hybrid. Middle of the road. I mean,
too far either way will freak somebody out first time.
Yeah, like if this is a 60-40 mix, I would say this is a perfect mix for someone to start out on, but maybe this strain is a little stronger than most. I mean, it's hitting me pretty good right now, and I've been doing this with you guys for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely would say...
I guess you're right. Yeah, I'd say hybrid.
Hybrid. But it being sativa dominant, we're not going to get that leg, which is nice.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to work, this might be a good strain for, you know, if you have muscle pain but you want to still work, this might be a good strain for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I definitely, work? Yeah, my shoulders were sore before I came in here. And after smoking it, I can feel, like, no tension in my shoulders now. Nice. So, you know, say so you're doing some yard work, working on the garden.
Sticking the edge off my hangover pretty good.
Got to mow the lawn.
Yeah, perfect for the lawn mowing.
Yeah. Do some dishes.
House cleaning? Light house cleaning? Light. You might turn a movie on. You might sit down on the couch. Yeah, I would definitely recommend this strain.
Oh, here we go. Roll the dice.
What's it got for me?
Come on, luxurious new internet. What's going on?
Yeah, why is it running?
There you go.
Ooh. Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect. Not very good or dynamic drum sound, but I have a soft spot for it. Girl,
I must warn you. Oh, red skating rink.
Yep.
I liked a lot of the production in the New Jack Swing type of 90s R&B.
So did I.
Come on, swing.
Kinda, it's,
sorry, it's I just heard it.
Proto trap, right? Kind of. With that like short, snappy snare.
It was built for the boxes in the back of your 5.0.
Also, tons of harmony in the music, and none of it auto-tuned. So. Yes.
Well, this is what? This is three of the guys from New Edition?
True, yeah.
This Bobby Brown one solo. So wasn't there five of them? So who's the odd guy out?
No, I didn't follow him that well. I just know what I saw on MTV. If
I were you, I'd take a caution before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some is Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, Bobby Brown, Ronnie DeVoe, Johnny Gill, Ralph Tresvant. Well, that's, there you go. There was no fifth guy, because, well, I mean, Ricky, Mike, and Ronnie. So three of the five are in this group. You got Bobby Brown, who was Bobby Brown. Johnny Gill did his thing, and then wasn't. Ralph didn't. Maybe, here you go. Here's the. Didn't Ralph Tresvant just have kind of like a middling R&B career?
You tell me. I don't know.
Like, you only heard him on like the Quiet Storm and shit.
According to Google, New Jack Swing is. Or Swing Beat is a fusion genre spearheaded by Teddy Riley and Bernard Bell that became popular from the late 80s into the early 90s. Its influence, along with hip-hop, seeped into pop culture and was the definitive sound of the inventive new, the inventive black New York club scene.
East Coast.
You can dance in it.
The Running Man.
I mean, I don't know. I see that it definitely has a hip-hop influence, but this is just R&B with drum machines. When I'm open, still clocking the hose, there was one particular girl that stood out from the rest. Poison ass can be with a hot power jet. Michael Bivins, and I'm running the show. So there's a rap part.
Yeah. Now you know.
Now
you
know. Now I know. Your slick blow. But I mean, it's hip-hop. It's kind of weak.
Well, this is top 40 stuff, definitely.
Yeah, sure. I know, I get it.
This was the New Edition boys all grown up talking about fucking.
Yeah. I dug this. What was the? There was another one, another hit off the same album.
Do Me.
Do Me Baby was my jam. And I was, well, what year is this? What year did this song come out? I had to have been like a teenager, maybe. And I was so down with that Doomy song.
My parents were horrified.
I know, right?
Breakdancing with my cousin.
This had to be like 91, 92. I was in like middle school. I was in like sixth grade. So that's got to be like 91, 92-ish. Oh, I think you have to take off the baby. I just think it's called Doomy. Oh, it's Doomy! Doomy! It's an exclamation point.
You forgot the exclamation point?
Yes. Doomy!
Huffo.
Yell it.
Huffo has a story about how Belle Biv DeVoe ignored the backlash and made Poison a 90s classic. Wait, they had a new song this year? Take a look at me. Yeah, this is from this year.
Tell me, do you like what you see?
Like, you think you can? I wasn't listening to the lyrics at all. Do you think you can do
me? Do you think you can do me?
I know, right?
It's a bold statement.
No game. Pretty much.
There's not many guys that can get off with the line, do you think you can handle this?
Yeah.
Or maybe he's asking as a favor.
Yeah, all right.
Do you think he can see your way clear?
Now, as I recall,
throw some pussy my way.
The second verse gets a little graphic.
Is it graphic enough? See, that's romantic. Oh.
Leave on your shoes. And ready, here comes. Backstage, underage, adolescent. How you doing?
So horrible.
I know, right?
Jesus
Christ. I like
Christ.
To do the wild thing. He said action like, took place.
I know. Adam Carolla likes to talk about how there used to be pop songs where they... Oh,
statutory rock.
Statutory rock. I'm like, never stop. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You just stop paying attention. Popular music has been full of innuendos about teenagers getting fucked by older men.
Yeah.
And then we act aghast when it happens. In the morning time, yeah.
Sometimes I love it in the evening, baby. By the way, it's the Millennium Collection that's like the greatest hits of Belle Biv DeVoe. That'd be like two songs.
The Millennium Collection. Time was 6 o'clock. They're already that. Broken up by the Millennium. Yeah. Can't be late, hey.
The girl is gonna do me. Like, pretty presumptuous. Yeah. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, where that came from?
Straight up.
Yeah. Oh, baby, I like it just like that. I love the way you do it to me, baby. Yeah.
And what did they sing at the end? You can do me in the morning. You can do me in the night. You can do, yeah.
Do me any time you wanna. Do me something. I think you can do me whenever it's convenient for your schedule.
Whenever it's convenient for you. I'm just saying.
Like just
you can do me whenever.
Just shoot me a link to your Google Calendar so I can fill in do me in all the blank spots. You can make sure you schedule yourself some sleep time because you're gonna be doing me when you wake up. Wait a minute. You like cannabis?
No.
Get out of here.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm leaving.
Finally reached that point.
Leave that pile. Like, we get the fuck out of here.
You know what? It's just not doing anything for me anymore. It's rough. I read a lot of stories about cannabis. I'm all punned out. That's for sure. Too many puns. Marijuana shops face hazy futures as cloud of confusion envelopes industry. Pennsylvania's medical marijuana laws may be drifting into monetary haze. Don't blunt America's marijuana revolution. A split in the spliff industry? It's more alliterative than punny. Also, it goes on to say, can big marijuana survive without Roger Stone? But yeah. Not a pun, but a retarded statement, though. Yeah. I'm sorry. Ridiculous. Oh, but the winner of the big pun headline of the week, Boston Herald. SJC spliffs the difference in marijuana OUI case.
Ha! Gay! Yeah, I agree with that.
But Dr. Oz likes medical cannabis now.
SJC is right? Airport. San Jose International.
Not sure that's
Airport.
What they meant. Who the fuck is Dr. Oz anyway?
Oprah's poop doctor.
He's not.
Oprah, let me check that shit.
Is he the doctor with hair or the doctor without hair?
He's got the hair.
He's got the hair
with the hair. Mm.
The one that kind of looks like, a melted Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Like maybe you left on your like you had an action figure from. I don't know what would he be in. He wouldn't have been in anything where they would have made an action figure of Jason Bateman. But if they did, and you left it on your dashboard, you look like Dr. Oz. But, oh, well, of course. He's on. You guys want to watch a little Fox and Friends? I know you do.
Can I say one thing? Actually, I talk about the opioid epidemic, but the real story is the hypocrisy around medical marijuana.
Sped
just
up.
Real quickly, medical marijuana, people think it's a gateway drug to narcotics. It may be the exit drug to get us out of the narcotic epidemic, but we're not allowed. We're not allowed to study it because it's a Schedule I drug, and I personally believe it could help.
I hadn't heard that before. Check out his interview.
They just wowed at if you visit. He said,
"We all know Oprah's weed man."
Right. Yeah,
people think it's a gateway drug to narcotics. It may be the exit drug to get us out of the narcotic epidemic. Yes, please, doctor. I don't know. I mean, that's on fucking Fox and Friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we know who saw it.
I guess it's a question of whether Dr. Oz comes back, but I imagine so. He's Dr. Oz. I don't watch the show.
As soon as they wrap, I'm like, get this hippie doctor out of here. This hippie fuck out of here.
He ain't mainstream.
Let this guy in. Okay, Dr. Oz. As they use air quotes.
Yeah.
No, but he's certainly not wrong. There was a There's a five-year-long study involving 125 patients suffering from chronic pain. 83 were taking cannabis as a prescriptive pain mediator, where 42 chose to abstain. They found 34% of the cannabis users stopped taking their medication in comparison to just 2% of the non-smokers. Oh, well, I should clarify. Their medication being their opioids that they were taking for their pain. So 34% of the people who were smoking cannabis stopped using their opioids. The study, it's only 125 people. These are preliminary results and not proof, but...
Well, I could tell you, as a medical cannabis user...
It also makes sense.
There was a bottle of opioids I was given for my back that I did not finish. I did not feel I needed to.
Yeah. Because it doesn't... It's only for a very limited period that you should be taking it. Beyond that, it does nothing to really alleviate the pain.
I was directed to finish the bottle. I did not.
See, why would... I don't understand why doctors prescribe opioids and tell you to finish it. I thought that was something that they only said for antibiotics and stuff. Like, oh, you want to make sure you take the full course or else you'll just make it stronger and it'll come back and kick your ass or something. But with opioids or any kind of pain reliever or even muscle relaxers or anything like that, like, take it until you feel better and then stop taking it. Should be no reason to carry out a full course of a painkiller. Al Franken.
Stuart Smalley.
Al Franken even is evolving on marijuana. Okay. I mean, from the guy who said that he only did coke with the SNL cast to make sure that nobody did too much coke. Which is a good joke, and I'm not judging. But really? You had to come around to it? All right. I mean, if he's all in favor of... is this one of the, like, SNL themes or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Al Franken is, yes, I'd like to thank Al Franken for being mentioned on our show tonight, for being the sixth senator to come on board a bipartisan bill that is going to amend federal laws so all states can enact and implement their own medical cannabis laws without federal interference. We love you. Good night. And then they all pass around the joint.
Yeah. Flutter tonguing. Right there.
Is there a ghost?
Maybe. That's what I thought just a second ago. A
couple people died
in
this
house. You heard
that?
Yeah.
That voice was like...
Get out. Get out.
That was like, that was quiet. Was like,
yeah. Go. That's why I looked over here, dude. I was like, what the fuck was that?
It said, get out, go home.
I actually did look at Rob and go,
yeah, you thought it, because I thought I heard something. Yeah, I know I'm high. I'm looking up beef jerky to buy online.
That's pretty high, man.
Yeah, I must be high.
Jeff Sessions popped up this last week to remind everybody that he hasn't been fired or quit and that the federal ban on cannabis remains in effect, saying, I never felt that we should legalize marijuana. It doesn't strike me that the country would be better if it's being sold at every street corner.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
We sell alcohol on a lot of street corners, but not every. What does every street corner mean anyway? Nobody sells anything on every street corner.
Racist.
In your neighborhoods that you live in,
yeah.
Does somebody sell something on your street corner?
Juice.
That guy sells cars across the street.
He does.
Out of his, yeah.
That's a bad example. That's right. I forget about that.
Well,
versus cars, then it's cannabis.
Yeah.
What next?
No drone delivery yet of cannabis, but there is the Puff Bus.
The Puff Bus?
The Puff Bus is a Denver-based bus company that drives around, and I guess you smoke pot in it.
I like it.
Cool.
I don't know. Apparently, it's going to Massachusetts. It's going to go on a road trip, man. It's going to be like...
Get in the van. We're going to Boston.
Jesus.
Soft settle.
Calm down. Getting crazy over there.
Looper allows patrons to consume various forms of marijuana while riding on a bus throughout downtown Denver.
Nice.
Bus route stops at restaurants, hotels, night spots, and marijuana dispensaries.
It's all inclusive. It's a one-stop stoner trip.
It's interesting that they're saying that this is the company's based out of Colorado, which makes sense. They are looking to expand into Boston, which also makes sense.
So it's just like Uber that.
Why aren't they already in Nevada? Is the question. Unless Nevada has some competing.
Nevada's going to weaponize everything. Nevada's going to show us how to do this.
Yeah. They're going to be like, listen, we have this super weed.
Well, you were saying that they figured out some way to actually get a cannabis club going.
Well, yeah, they figured out that their law doesn't ban it.
That's it.
That's
how the law works. Like, nothing specifically says we can't. So that's, I guess that is how
the
law works.
The story that I read and said to you, that's pretty much what it said. Is they pointed out that, hey, law doesn't say we can't do this. So, hey, we're going to start tinkering with this.
Yeah.
But the law does say that they can't have consumption at current businesses that sell like alcohol and stuff like that, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, but like it doesn't say that they you can't have to figure build a place out, with this specific...
Right.
Like, hey, you just come here and you smoke
it's
cannabis.
It's going to be the private club thing. It's got to be
it's going to be awesome.
I'm going to love it.
The private slash public
club. I go to Vegas twice a year.
I'm going to go to Vegas just because of that.
About to go in a week or so. For like a day, literally. I might go see a Golden Knights game just to say I did.
There you go.
Golden Knights. Where was this? Nay Bay.
What?
Washington Police Department. This is in Washington? Peninsula Daily News.
Like the state Washington or Washington, D.C.?
The state Washington.
What city?
Nay Bay. What?
Is it Nia Bay?
Nia. Yeah, it's Nia there. Nay. Nia? I don't know. I've never been near the place, so I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
I have nay idea.
Oh, wow. It's right at the tip of Washington.
This is all starting to make sense.
Yeah. Like
what happened? Why are we talking about this place? Because they found fentanyl-laced marijuana during a recent arrest.
Damn.
What the fuck does that even mean? You can smoke this shit?
Why would you put fentanyl on trees?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
People are going to start cracking.
No, it's just trees, man.
But you know how the news works. According to the story... They did some kind of test and found that it tested positive for fentanyl on the plants that they tested. Who knows? They could have been processing fentanyl in some other non-related thing, and it just was in the air. And any contaminant that would be in the air would stick to something nice and sticky like hydroponic weed.
There's only 865 people that live in this town as of the 2010 census.
Well.
Damn.
That's probably why they were branching out. There's not a lot of competition there, so they kind of got to be an all one-stop shop.
I mean, it was a good spot.
You got to be the Walmart
smuggle
of,
into
of
Canada.
Illegal drugs.
If you look at the map, it's a good spot to get into Canada. BC's right there.
Right.
Boom.
You got somebody feeding you free prescription drugs from their socialized medicine that you bring over the border.
I was near this town. Like in June. I
can't imagine, though. Like,
because that was it right here in June, Port Angeles.
Smoking it? Like, I mean, you can, right? I mean, fentanyl is an opioid.
Mm-hmm.
You can smoke. I don't know what you can smoke, actually. But I know that you can smoke. I know you can smoke cocaine and heroin and crack. And
you smoke anything if you put it in a bowl and light on fire.
I guess you can, yeah. Fuck, man. That shit will kill you.
Yes.
Correct.
Fentanyl. What the fuck? Fentanyl in your fucking weed. Meth and 7 Up.
What?
Don't
meth
drink
and up.
Meth and up.
Don't drink 7 Up if you go to Mexico, because they found one guy died from drinking 7 Up that was tainted with meth.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but that's hilarious.
It's not because
hey man,
the guy died.
I've always really liked this stuff.
Yeah,
it's Mexican stuff. This stuff, you can't get this up there, man.
You don't
this
have
is
any
great
more?
Down here. I went for an order of this on the internet and get shit to my house. It was like his last words.
His heart exploded in his chest.
It's running down the aisle with the shopping cart full of it.
Yeah. I'm buying this all up, man. This is great.
Sounds like a Method Man sponsored soft drink.
Methin' Up.
Methin' Up. That's his energy drink brand.
Methin' Up. I'm Clifford Harris for Methin' Up. Well, Nibiru didn't show.
Damn it.
It's not midnight yet as of recording.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Eastern time. Well, so yeah, is London gone?
End of the world day is not over yet.
That's true. So, yeah, we still got 2 hours and 15 minutes.
But if you're hearing an edited version of this recording.
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah, we made it.
Then you're just lucky.
Yeah. And so, hey, so thank you for downloading Losing Podcast for free from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or just no middleman, go right to the source for pure uncut Weedsman.
Pure Colombian Weedsman.
Yeah, at ChristopherMedia.net. And wherever you listen to the Weedsman Podcast, please make sure you rate and review it 5 stars. Please, thank you. You can follow the Weedsman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeedsman420 and on the Instagram.
The Weedsman Podcast.
Please make sure to like, share the Weedsman on Facebook. And you can send your email to the Weedsman Podcast at ChristopherMedia.net, which is where you also go to listen to all of the other shows available from the Christopher Media Network. A new podcast is uploaded almost every day. Check out. Talk about the World Championship Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're about to go to a pay-per-view. We're going to go check out a group. Our group is going to a pay-per-view. Yeah. We're thinking about trying to record like outside, maybe beforehand. We'll talk to you about it a little bit after the show. Maybe, I don't know. Figure it out.
Hey, you got smartphones.
Yep, that's what
figure
I was thinking.
Figure it out. Yes. Sweet. So you guys have new episodes every Thursday at ChristopherMedia.net, and you can listen to Christopher Media's 3 newest podcasts live on our streaming station 24/7 at ChristopherMedia.net. Bookmark the Amazon link, available at ChristopherMedia.net. It won't cost you any extra money, and it will help you support this podcast. Hey, or if you're just plain old fashioned, just want to help us out, click the donate button at ChristopherMedia.net. It's going to help you to support the Weedsman Podcast. Bro!
Come on, someone else do this.
Bro, all right.
You run it tonight.
All right, thebrobasket.com. When you see the term bro, you probably think of the party-loving egotistical frat boy who always insisted on high-fiving you for some reason. Well, at thebrobasket.com, they hate the typical nomenclature for bro, and they want to redefine it, taking the term bro back. They're reclaiming their time. Because to them, a bro is much more than that. A bro is that friend you've known since you were like 5 years old, your buddy from softball, your dad, maybe you do a podcast with them every week.
Yeah.
You know, your brother, your best friend, or, you know, maybe even your husband, lover, casual acquaintance. The progressive at thebrobasket.com. The bro baskets were created to be the baskets for men's, one that all the bros in your life would love to receive. The guys that love beer, scotch, whiskey, tequila, wine.
count.
And maybe the occasional long-distance hug only a bro-basher can provide.
Gay!
Men love their unique gifts with their favorite alcohol almost as much as guys love receiving them. You can help support Christopher Media and the Weezer Podcast by clicking on the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. The BroBasket.com for all of the bros in your life. Hey, what about someone who now identifies as a bro? Have to email the guys at the BroBasket.
Yep. Check that out.
Copy.
We're going to buy those guys.
Yes.
They're the bro experts.
Yes. Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Hey.
Da.
Da.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.